for humans, for our physical body, in order to be healthy, you need to have what?
Exercise.
Yeah, exercise is important. But when you go to see a doctor, the first few things the nurses will do, what? Check your vital sign, right? And how many vital signs do you have to have in order to be healthy? They check your blood pressure. They check your temperature. If you have fever, that means you're not healthy. And they check your pulse. The pulse is a heartbeat. And what else? Huh? Your weight. No. Some heavy person also healthy. Anyway, I forgot the other two. If you remember, remember them. So you have to have five vital signs in order to be a healthy person. But for the church, we also need healthy marks. As I studied the Word of God, I found in one church, that church is not CCCC. That church is an ancient church. That church is recorded in the Bible, in the book of Acts, chapter 11, 19 to 30, and also chapter 13, 1 to 3. Because I noticed that I have to finish before 11. That means I only have 20 minutes. And this message takes more than an hour to complete. And therefore, I can only run for the outlines. But the outlines, easy and simple. I hope you can remember. The church in Antioch is the first church that God established, not by pastors, not by apostles, not by prophets, but by lay people, people like you. I'm a pastor. Like, you are not pastor. But you guys went out of the church in Jerusalem, and went everywhere to preach the gospel. And finally, they arrived at the city of Antioch. And there, they started a church and established a church. This church becomes a model church for what? For missions. And that church is the first church that sent out missionaries. And we pray that our church here in Colombia, our church was in existence for 35 years. I don't know. Maybe you have, like your previous pastor, Pastor Wong, was a missionary to Africa. And we pray that God send more missionaries from our church. And Brother Lam, his father was missionaries, families, missionaries to Taiwan. Antioch Church is the first church that sent out missionaries. So a healthy church will do a lot of things. One of them is sending out missionaries. We'll talk about that a little bit later. Okay, so what are the marks of a healthy church? And the first one is the presence of the Lord. The presence of the Lord. If you come to a church, what are you looking for? You come to make friends, of course, that's part of it. But the ultimate, the most important purpose you come into church is for what? Is to meet the Lord. Is to look for time to be with the Lord. So the presence of the Lord is the first evidence of this church in Antioch. Because of the presence of the Lord, we see result. What result? That people's life were changed. Because the presence of the Lord can change lives. So they believe. They believe in Jesus Christ. So you come to a church for 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, even you grew up in church, but you never met the Lord. Then you have no life. You have no spiritual life because you didn't believe. But a church, when people come to church, they see the presence of the Lord. Their lives will be automatically changed. And change life, it can change lives. It can also convince people. You know, belief is one thing. I believe in Jesus. I know that people, some of you are young people, grew up a Christian family. It's that I believe you make decisions 7 times. So every time the speaker said, would you want to accept Jesus Christ? You raise your hand. So you raise your hand 7 times, but you never been converted. So you don't have personal touch with Jesus Christ. If you truly see the Lord, met the Lord will convince you. Once you have conviction, then you will turn. I use two words, once believe, the other is turn. Turn is the ultimate change of a person's life. What turn? What does turn mean? It means you go this direction. You go east. When Jesus Christ convinced your life, converted you, you know you are a sinner, and you want to believe and accept Him as your Savior, then you change your direction. So when we drive, we say this is the wrong direction, what do? We make a U-turn. So if you never in your life make a U-turn, you go secular way, you go worldly way. When you see Jesus, you make a U-turn. You can turn. You turn around and 180 degree, turn around and you follow Jesus Christ. That's because either in church, mostly in church, you come to church. Church has the presence of the Lord. Okay, second, you need to have healthy church has balance of ministries. And we don't have time to read the Bible, but in chapter 11, verse 19 to 28, in this passage, it talks about 7 ministries in the church. And the number one is preaching. I'm a preacher. As I read the Bible, as I serve the Lord, I find that preaching is very important. Preaching the Word of God. I just noticed some of your, the songs that you choose. If I remember correctly, none of these songs mentioned Jesus. You have God, you have Christ, you have Lord. They mention Jesus. And nowadays, people don't want to mention Jesus' name. Now, I was a pastor before in Maryland, and the county has their meeting. And they usually invite or ask a local pastor to pray for their session. So one time I was invited to pray for the session. So a congressman, a county executive, those big shots sitting next to me, asked me to pray. And they say, You pray to Almighty God. So Almighty God is every God. Almighty God. Every God can be called of Almighty God. So at the end, you don't say anything. That means you will not close your prayer in Jesus' name. But I feel as a pastor, as a Christian, as a Bible-believing person, I would mention Jesus' name because they use Jesus' name to curse people, to swear. But they don't use it to pray. So I pray in Jesus' name. So when after I finish, I sit down, they all look at me. This guy, how come you mention Jesus' name? Preaching the name of Jesus Christ. When you preach the name of Jesus Christ, people follow. People come to know Jesus Christ. Preaching. Okay. Counseling. You know, the guy in this church, the pastor of this church, this Antioch church, his name is Barnabas. You know, Barnabas has the gift of counseling, comforter. So the church has counseling needed because people have emotional problems, spiritual problems, other problems. So need the help, need the counseling. Okay. Then teaching. Teaching is teaching the Word of God. Translate into today's situation is Sunday school. How many of you attend Sunday school? I pastor church, and less than 50% attend Sunday school. In Maryland, Chinese Bible Church, they have Mandarin congregation, they have English congregation, they have Cantonese congregation. And sorry to say, there are English congregations, Sunday school attendance was the lowest. And so somehow, you know, our people, the English speaking, I'm not blaming anybody, just telling the facts. Seems they're not interested in the Word of God study. So they don't come to Sunday school for two reasons. One is I'm not interested. The other is maybe you don't have a good teacher. So maybe both ways. But either case, in order for us to be healthy, we have to build our lives on the Word of God. And the church has to provide opportunities for people to learn. So we have Sunday school. So I encourage you to attend Sunday school and get trained, get taught by the Word of God. Discipline, discipling. Discipling is a very important fact. Jesus Christ spent 3 years discipling 12 people. 3 years. Not only coming to lessons or classes, they live with them. And today is that we as Christians, we should be disciples and to disciple others. In Antioch Church, you know, Paul was, before his name changed to Paul, he was Saul. So he was in wilderness, and Barnabas went to find him and bring him to Antioch Church. So Barnabas discipled Paul, and Paul later became a great missionary. We have to support, help other people to grow in the Lord. Number five is worshiping. Of course, all the church have some sort of worshiping. There's Antioch Church worshiping, then fellowship. I will talk about fellowship in detail later. And prayer. So here are seven things: preaching, counseling, teaching, discipling, worshiping, fellowship and praying. It listed the last praying on the list. But praying is very important. It should be first. Again, praying, we all recognize praying is important, but very few people attend the church prayer meeting. And that we need to change in order to be a healthy church. Number three, the radiance of the disciples. That means the disciples, those who believe in Jesus Christ, has a shining face. They look at them, oh, this person, this church, these people are different. They have a radiance of the glory of God. In verse 22, 23, and 26, it talks about three things. One is, news broke out. What news? Usually we hear the bad news about church. Gossip about church. Quarrels about church. Fights within the church. So with those kind of news broke out, so everybody in the community, they all know your church is a problem. But not this church. The Bible says news broke out. What kind of news? A good news. This church just established just a few years. And you grow so fast. You see, so many activities, so many ministries they established. So good news broke out. So the church in Jerusalem heard it. So they sent Barnabas come to Antioch to take a look what's happening in this church. So when he came to the church, he became the pastor of the church. So he saw the evidence of God's grace. God has done mighty work in this church. People's life changed. People's life enriched. People's life get excited. And then, you know, because they live the Christian life, they got a name change. They have a new name. Now, they used to call them disciples. Disciples of Jesus Christ. Now they change the name. What they call them? Christians. Disciples were called Christians. It's from Antioch. Do you know what means Christian? What the meaning of Christian is? Christian means like Christ. People look at the disciple. So, he looks like Christ. He looks like Jesus. We only have one son. And he looks like me. So we went to Maryland Church. A little guy, 3-4 years. So people look at him, a new guy. They say, this must be Pastor Liu's son. Because he looks like me. When people see you, a disciple, they say, this look like Christ. So they call Christian. They call them Christian. Christ plus I-S-I-A-N. Christian. Christian also means little Christ. Little Christ. Just like my son. They call him little Jonathan. So Christians, disciples' name were changed because we have the radiance of discipleship. I have to go back. Okay. Then they have an abundance of love. In verse 29, it says, there's a famine in Judea, in the Jewish people, among the Jewish land. So they, when they heard the news, they say, we need to do something. So they responded to the need. Not only they responded to the need, they also responded with action. Sometimes, oh, we know there's something, there's some need over, there's a flood, there's an earthquake. We know the need. We know about the situation, but no action. But this church responded with action. They do something. So they collect funds. They collect money. Not only that, they responded by everyone. Not just pastors. Not just deacons. Everyone. Every Christian in the church. They respond. They give something. In this case, they give financial support. So if a church is healthy, everybody participates. And their love manifests by their action. And this action was taken by everyone in the church. Those words are not mine. It's from the Bible. Everyone responded to the situation. Now, the fellowship, the coherence of fellowship. Antioch Church is a multicultural church, just like our church here or elsewhere in America. We're all different kinds of people. But they are together. They are prophets and teachers. I don't have time to elaborate. Prophets and teachers are different kind of people. They don't agree. Their viewpoints are different. The prophets are more general. And the teachers are more detailed. So if you, general people are very principle-oriented and a person is very detail-oriented and they come together, it's tough. And church's problem is always often because the temperament are different. But prophets and teachers together. Then you have black and white. That's in Antioch Church. You have black people, white people. Just like our church today. You have rich people. They have poor people. Some people live in great mansions. Some people live in cottage. But they are all in the church, in the same church. That's Antioch Church. And then they have Hebrews. They have Hellenists. Hellenists is a Jewish people maybe grew up in foreign countries. Today in our church, we have NBC. You know what's NBC? Native born Chinese. Then you have ABC. What's ABC? American born Chinese. Then you have CBS. Not what's CBS? Chinese born somewhere else. I'm Chinese born somewhere else. I'm not born in China. I'm not born in America. I was born in Korea. But I'm Chinese. So I'm CBS. And all the NBC, ABC, CBS, not the news network, but everybody in Chinese church. And so we have to work. I'm sorry. We also have ABC, ABC is American-born Caucasian. Because one time I said talk about this, I got into trouble because our church has Caucasians. After service, they came to me. How about us, Caucasians? I'm not excluding anybody, but in the Chinese community, we have these three kind of people. But then God gave me the instinct Suddenly, I thought, C stands for Caucasian. So we have, church also have ABC, another ABC, American-born Caucasians. What I'm trying to say is, church, the fellowship of the church, can be together, coherent, because we all have number one, is the Lord, the presence of the Lord. Then, because the church have good fellowship, they have good ministry, they work together, then their ears can hear the voice of God. When church quarrels, people quarrel, cannot hear the voice of the Holy Spirit. People think if we beat the drum loud and sing loud, so the Lord is here. Maybe, but Holy Spirit speaks when you are quiet. No other sound. So a small, still small voice comes from Holy Spirit. So the church in harmony, they hear the voice of the Lord. And ask them first. They first send the gift. We mentioned before that the abundance of love. They heard Judea has famine. They need financial support. So the church send the gifts. Then they hear the voice of the Lord, send Barnabas and Saul. So they send these people out to be missionary. So the first send the gifts, then send the givers. What did they give? They sacrifice the best. Not the leftovers. Not something you don't want. The best. In Antioch Church, maybe other people are best too. But these two, Barnabas and Saul, they listen to the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit says, send Barnabas and Saul to do the work that I appoint them to do. And they did. They sent them out. So Antioch Church has seven marks of a healthy church, balanced ministry. So in conclusion, Antioch Church, as any church, should be like this, that Christ is, Jesus Christ is the center of their message. They preach nothing but Jesus Christ and Him crucified. That's our message. That's the message every church should preach today. Second, the Holy Spirit is the source of their power. Without the Holy Spirit, people cannot be convicted. People cannot become Christians. We, as Christian workers, without the Holy Spirit, we cannot do God's work. So let us pray that the Holy Spirit will fill each and every one of us, so we may become a powerful instrument in God's hand, and used by Him to spread the good news and to grow the church and to make church healthy. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we thank You so much for this morning. We come together to worship You. Thank You for Your word. Thank You for the church in Antioch to set this wonderful example for us to follow. We pray for our church here that in the years to come that we may see many fruits borne by our people and church be established in such a way, become a radiant testimony in our community, even to the world. We give you thanks and praise in Jesus' name. Amen.